Qatar's foreign minister, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani, has arrived in Iran for talks on de-escalating tensions in the region. Take a look at these latest pictures. There they are. They're coming out of Tehran. That's the foreign minister, and he's met with Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi. And Qatar's foreign ministry has said that the discussions will be addressing freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz. Mediators, Qatar and Pakistan, have been pushing to resume the diplomatic track in resolving differences between Tehran and Washington. Al Jazeera's Osama bin Javed is joining us on set. So, Osama, up until now, actually, you were telling us earlier that the last 72 hours have seen a flurry of diplomatic activity, right? And it's now all culminating with the Qatari foreign minister arriving in Iran. What is it that we need to be looking out for, and what is going on there?
Well, there is a lot of diplomatic back and forth that has been happening in the last few weeks, actually. In the last 6 weeks, both mediators, Qatar and Pakistan, moved back from the table because it appeared that both sides, the Iranians and the Americans, wanted to ratchet things up. But it appears that now things are calming down. There seems to be consensus in the last few weeks. What you've seen is various important positions, at least six positions, including the National Security Chief, the Chief of Military, as well as the Chief of the IRGC, have been appointed. There's a new regime in town, in Tehran, which needs to be on board for these peace efforts to make progress. And the reason why physically the Qatari Prime Minister and the Foreign Minister, the Pakistani Military Chief, and the Omani Foreign Minister had to be there is because there is a division of power. There are multiple power centers in Tehran now. A lot of experienced leadership has been killed by the Americans and the Israelis. So bringing them all to one table and making sure that the message that comes out of Tehran is in unison, and making sure that message is not the rhetoric that you see on television screens. A lot of this diplomacy is about making bridges, mending ties, not what you see in tweets and social media statements. So that is where the Qatari foreign minister is going to be possibly taking messages from the Americans, taking messages from the Iranians to the Americans, and bringing them back to the table, especially in the wake of this latest agreement that they've reached with the Omanis, that there is going to be passage through the Strait of Hormuz in coordination with Tehran.